Anatoli kuvio keiti. Kato tukum tuot nti yun haro tsek matok. Samagi me muktak sam kannal reit. Ti yun haro tsek nuk tamana tuk tki pailan toi. Makut kiin kusin tamana nunam kai hulgulgo tsakka kangin kalitho.
And as far as she has seen things to this date, as in the old days, they were never told who this land belonged to. And they always shared. When there was abundance of fish in one area, they were told and the people went there and got it. Or if there was abundance of berries growing in some area of the land, they were told. So that they could go and pick all the berries they wanted. That's the way in the old times, the older days, that's the way it was. But now, sometimes they say the government says you can't do this, you can't do that. But as far as that is concerned, she said she hopes, as far as she can see, nothing much has changed, because sometimes when there is a lot of fish in one area, people come and say, there is a lot of fish over here, go fish there. Or if there's a lot of berries here, they're told, and then they can go there and pick berries. And she would like to have our young people understand this, so that they can come to these meetings, learn about the land and what these elders have to say. And because I think she means it will be their future. She said that's all she has to say for now, and if she thinks of more, she will say more. She wants to thank you all for giving her this opportunity to say this much. Thank you.
Camera off.
Hi, my name is James Kamaroff. The children that were born after 1971 here in Alaska aren't shareholders of our corporations. Why is it that the Congress passed the Native Claims Settlement Act in that manner? And what are the children considered to be when they aren't shareholders of our corporation? That's all I have to say and ask.
I see. Well,
no, I can't.
I will come up and ask. That's what comes.
How are you, James Kamaroff? Kanchtok, Makonik, Mixhank, Yuchtschut, 1971, Nami, Manalaska, me. Shareholder of the corporation army. Tali nasun najukle ni chin manna kitok pasamas khanka Native Settlements Claim Settlements Act. Tamatamaka nasun najukulani una abjak matta. Tali makutmani mikismagata. Tamatam kingok nyokhtrata. Gotten shareholder Teen shareholder at Pistigat Katnik. Tamatumakuna Kone Abchak Mata. I'm sure he wanted an answer from you, I guess.
Well, your question is what did Congress mean when they passed a law that said the children born after 1971 would not be entitled to have shares issued to them in the corporations? Well, that's the way Congress did it. I am here to find out whether you're concerned about that and whether you think that an attempt should be made to work out a solution to that problem. But as for reading Congress's mind, I don't intend to try to do that tonight.
Children that were born after 1970.
Yes.
I think they have a right to be shareholders of the corporate.
Well, that's why I'm here, so that you can present that point of view. You say you think the children born after 1971 should be entitled to have shares. I understand that point of view, and I'll certainly take it into account.
Funny home, Kiwa, a woman up Koshanaka, when a funny congressum, the gum tomatum, cotton, Makut money, yoktrata, the Mashakum King Oak in 1971, teen shareholder of Pistigatnik, funny. I was a kid.
Eugenie, you panic?
Yeah.
You panic. Jenny, you panic?
I'm it in a pen. I want to see him. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do this. supalina wa kutamakun. Daitana suhinga nakkuna kaksuku. Miklungohtan.
Miklungohtan kittul.
James Ogo. Kingokka.
So nakkuni anan tokul.
Yeah, so nakkuni tokul.
Just before you begin translating, we want to hear from Ms. Upanek, and then Abby Augustine wanted to say something, and then Nick Tucker, because I think he can only speak tonight. But after we hear from Mrs. Upanek, and Abby Augustine and Nick Tucker, then maybe we should adjourn for tonight and start again tomorrow about 9 o'clock. I just thought I'd say that now, and we can give our full attention to Mrs. Upanek and then to Abby Augustine and Nick Tucker, and then...
Pipkakakaluki taon akot pikatadra Abe Agustin ak niktagar aklo taakot tingan pipkakakaluki at akakpak taatan pitayo kuyakok at tamunlo kami nanaklak ay aglikilo ni at tamsali nalo ni ai minata maknak pisqiya kaka chatim ko pilreta atretuluki unnoqo ukutkhani qaqashkata chatim ko tunnoq pilreta pisqluki to
yes
this is Eugene Upanek. Eugenia Upanek. She said that she was 7 years old when her mother died. She had a younger brother, James, who were brought up by their grandmother. Her grandmother used to hunt from the land by setting snares, by catching ptarmigans. And also her grandmother used to cook fish eggs along with some plants, roots of plants. She states that her grandmother raised them. They went in the summertime, went out and picked blackberries for the winter. They also gathered vegetables and plants that grow in the lakes for winter food. And life went on.
Dosutoni tamani to tsane ga yokhluta. Yipitakhpalugnikutoonnakhakhluta. Nanimani tasartum tatamaktam chikhakutoobe pekhakhluta.
She lived mostly off the land, when she was young, it was very seldom that he ate something other than native food while she and her brother were growing up.
Joseph Afknacht Gilini Bimum Saint Mirsal Akulaikamunfa Ayao Tsukluta Duanitinak School of Echtisla Ayao
Joseph Afknacht.
Joseph Afknacht.
One day a gentleman named came to the camp, Joseph Afkan, and asked them if he could go with them to an orphanage school at Akularak. And there he discovered that was where she would have go to school at. When she moved to Akularak, much the lifestyle didn't change very much. Much of the same food was eaten, like berries and tundra food, and a lot of fish, and a lot of fish put away for winter food. While she was at Akularak, she received a message from her home that her father was very sick and that her grandmother had already passed away. When she returned home, she learned that her father was very ill, and he wasn't able to hunt or gather food anymore. However, his older brother was able to still again live off the land. There was nothing except the food that was provided by the land where they lived was how they survived. His older brother was able to provide them with black fish by setting net under the ice, catching fish. With that food, they were able to survive. That same year after she returned from Makula, she had attended the school for at least 3.5 years. That same fall, his father died. And she did not return back to school then, but she was preparing to get married. She says that she is very fearful or frightened about the safety and the title of her land that she owns, where she grew up. She wishes to make a will to leave the land to her two children.
To her two sons.
She's very frightful that, you know, that eventually she will die, but she wants to be assured that her children receive title, the two sons of a piece of land that she owns, the native allotment. She considers land very valuable. She even is considering or very concerned about her own lot where her house is. So she made sure that her and husband divided that piece of lot.
Then you kiss her, then in a little you give nothing. In King of Sermon, Sermon.
I'm so, she said, she is so concerned about having a title for his family that she also again is leaving a will to have the lot transferred to his son, Larry. She wants to thank you for having this privilege to speak.
Abby Augustine.
My name is Abby Augustine, and Honorable Mr. Berger, my comments will be brief, and I'll have two points to cover. First of all, I would like to agree with Mr. Andrew Kelly, who said that that he feels that we're just beginning to understand what's going on with the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. The reason I strongly agree with him is because ever since I can remember about the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act is that they always used big legal terms and they always intimidated me. And I feel very happy that I'm beginning to understand a little part of it, and I hope that I'll be understanding it more in the future because I know it means a lot to our lives and the people here, as many of our elders have spoken.
Unakuka Sihonia Abi Augustine now. Umkuka Chuksilukua Mazonuka Kanriuto. Chimkuka Una Imam Andrew Klim Kansha Maliksuku Si Umyotko. Nuttan hook manna Tarin Kataral Ratun Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act Ayokokut Ayagni Kataral Ratun Tarin Sha Matum Ayokni Luku A Sinsu hook illegun umyora Hotten Ktlachtok Hotten Anagusuki Tarin Nailunuk Taksakpan Kanraran Katuluki Yut Matum will watch the Bilashin. Tamanako sins to Umyorani Ashiglan Rilami Umyorop Klachtok Taring Knights Hanuk Manna Land Claim Salmantak Nutantana Umyora Chingluku Hurasin Watan Taring Skomaluku Andrew Kilim Kans Hatstun Sisu Totten Umyorko. Sisu Totten Umyotkmanik Nasun Ritskomaluji.
The second part of what I want to say is concerning the education of the young people. I just completed my Bachelor of Education degree this past December, and I feel very happy about it, and I feel I owe a lot to the people here in my community who have been very supportive. And I know I still hear people supporting young people to continue their education because they feel that they can use them as a tool to help their native people. And I would just like to see more to see more in their local schools covering the issues on the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act.
Umkuk litnaot maklu tungikon na achakluku yut makut litnaos kumaluki chingu mai chaknak. Asihokwani umka unangshok na so naskutamka lichagis kuchuni bishkaminak. Sinhok chingu mai magut litna wilrit matumuk Native Claim Settlement damuk ikukluku magut lichas pumaluki. Tamanakwani nasun ritsha lichasu achakluni import khatn kho achchaqluni nasum ritnaqan.
I just have a couple more. I would like to urge the elders here to continue their support for their young people that are pursuing higher education such as college, so that their children can come back to support them after they have supported them to continue their education.
Magutuk angutuk street angasa agnak street khatn semakhai ikayuk kastumaluki chingu maluki su litnaulrit pisqluki litnaulkhmang kingoni utlmun khani chingu mastung tamakut ikayogiyo matikhaki chanakka ikayogunakshan tungin nasinun.
I just have one more thing to say. Although I feel very nervous at this moment, and I know that if my parents saw me talking here, they'd feel a little shame. And I think that's a Yupik trait. But I feel that I should take this privilege to speak now or not be heard when 1991 comes.
Khani fakukka si su khani akum waskhmani takagyuk soog yakukka aling soog luni tootin khani akum waskhmani. Tawgam kukhwatto kanan riskuni nalliksu Nis ngayl ngat khwatn khwa toni 1991 akhtiskan sisu tayma nasu naksik ngatoklu.
Thank you.
Kwaan.
Nick Tucker.
Your Honor, my name is Nick Tucker, and I'm employed by Imangak Native Corporation. It's been many a time that I have had the privilege of talking in front of many people, but it seems like that every time I stand up in front of them, I still feel a little bit shaky. But just what I was about to say, AB just said most of what I wanted to say. Most of tonight we have heard our elders talk about the past that they've lived, how they survived in hunger and without clothes. And at the same time, we heard about their concern for the land from which they learned how to survive, clothe themselves, and eat, and some of them live from day to day. And on the other side, we heard that we have to share this land with others.
Una koni nikkaun ilu nikkaun khatuk koni su tali tu nilu ni ma corporation. Ilegan hukta khon na nang khata kamiut man not ni koyala kha khoni kan kata kami taum ko khoni pin pin reteng nak ng kami khoni ka kafi hulunis pilah tok pa tawam hok khoni khoni hatamu sta kata tok kan rutis kan hukam sakka akum si khan apia kasinam khoni kan rut kha tawam hok khoni ata kapag ni chune was khoni makunuk ka akkasan khotsi khlen kan nal gan sunis khokka taring luniyam taring fusakh luni khotn makhutung tammani yung nakhusini kai lutung ta chali khotn na tu gai chuwak lutung tawam matum nunam ta tamakut kai khat patu malu ku chali unang tin khmakan na nunam kai ngan khali akhlukang akhlutung ping natuh pakakhlutung.
And the one that I was referring to just a moment ago about sharing our land with what we have to eat and the animals that we have to get from our land. Unfortunately, after 1991, this may never be the case. After 1991, when we are able to sell our shares and perhaps have our land taxed, what little we have left, we may never have any more. Even our own children that are just growing up may never get to see what little we have left. The only way that we can share what we have is with the people that we live with, our own native people. There are not very many of us left in the world. Between Greenland, up north, and throughout the Alaska, we are becoming very few in number. And what little we have left, we can share with each other. But after 1991, we may never have. I'm leading up to a couple of points, a couple of petitions to our native leaders, hopefully that they will listen to us.
Abu kubing kakam ta abu kubing tak suki. Saya nak picture tu matum nunam kaya ngan na ping kau tak picture tu nak kangasu ungu wasrit. Tua suku kani kwa haling nak saya ukaya kis saya. 1991 aku kongking ngakun fatn tuan picture galah cik hati ukut. Man nama ni nunaput kani tu nyumari kumtu tali matum angu wasrit tak suki agus kaku. Tamana hukko siki kutas putama siksuna hukko ikna putu hukkotan pikkai rusut ngayuk siksit. Siki kutsan hukko ngasu sikistu tksan pistigali siksakut. Ikhliina klutasi hukko nani sumani asani nunani akmani su Greenlandam nunnini pisiksa. Tosi hukko ni kumas hukko hukko matum tunginan kanakusattaam. Jadi tinggal malu ni mungkin pun na tiup listem pun ni cikun ikas kemalau ni tak kun kemalau ni kan kun ikon iko.
Earlier this evening, we heard a gentleman from I believe it was Hamilton, and he mentioned the shares in the corporation and taxing our land. Referring back to what little land we have left. We have boundaries, limited areas to go out hunting and go fishing. What little we have left could only be protected by restricting, absolute restriction of selling our shares to outside of our native people. That is one of the only few solutions. And as far as the taxation of the land, we all know, everyone that's here, that we live in an area where the jobs are extremely scarce. Those of us that do have them are very few, in very few number. And most of the people that we live with have to depend on the federal government or practically going hungry, even now, even in our villages. The only way to protect this, we are in an economic depressed area, is not to have our land taxed, whether we're profit-making corporation or non-profit corporation. I think those are the only two ways that we can fight for to save our shares and not to have our land taxed. With what little we make to try to help our people might be taken away. And we thank for rest of the people that are with me. We thank our elders, though for some of us it's taking us to learn from them. We are learning by hearing what they have to say from the past that they lived. And at the same time, I'd like to repeat what I was supposed to say. Regarding our children and those children that are going to school right now, I think their education is extremely important. Once they learn how to speak and write, and at the same time learn what they can from our elders, they can also, from their education, learn about the Land Claims Act. I think their education will be our gain rather than a loss to our culture. We can hold on to both of them. We can learn how to still eat our native food, at the same time speak well for our people. That's about all I would like to say for tonight. Thank you very much.
Oh, awa ni chali yung nakhat ni ni tkhmenu chal qyalu ku tama na kanhtuk chali ko ma ku ikhna put ta chingu ma ka wa put mattum skulam tum ngi na nakhtak khalu ki lits ko malu ki mattum kha ka sakta kam khiu yu pit lu pit khya khait chali khon ikhna put ta chingu ma ka lu ki ma ku nak chiu lap nak lits ko malu ki attam sali tamana phukna ku pichhi rakh tang yupit pichhi khat mattum sali alas kanai du khem sal manak tamayo kut cha tamana tagin khsar lu ku pis ku mal ku to ai khuk tama kut ta ikuk khuk ta ku yak chak ka kan kas khmen ka
thank you very much
Akmanetam pit khani ya gashat nunang khait khani nunakhang khalrait alaris kuma khani ya pikka yukton khani pokatla khaya ko aguleni tar muikto qadakhta khodnatam tang ayoksare chokman na khani nunaput thak sakhya roskan akmani yut gashat tamakh mung khangas gashan rin khamung nakhang khlakhtut khani nuna khaitlu qaisun mat matumin nat tunang tawang khami khani bit angu yaks khani qangalu sitim khani adu khapit khluku akilit fkaqluku nakmin nuna kan ratu dot mania dam khani pichik khat dodn pichik khat dad nuna put ang uyos piusini kun kang aso magut sidit kani ang lere kun nakmin nunak ng gamtuman na akilit kakalug kani piuchik ngata dog nuta Piyuktaji mo tunda ng pinnaktu tuhani yutkan riskata. Miting akalatra ko tuhani illikun tamas ko ita taas kusaksuki huang ko da huang kuinga silakso illikun miting akalaklan risinga. Doatan piyukum ta tuhani. Kapsi khaw kada yutuani miting alrit kanlokan riskata. Tak utuh ni mungkin anggur kangal seti ni magoni wital gait utuh sotin kani side kelakau suku tak sang iku nanti tak sang cikot nutan ka kangal wip ngan cian nunan pik cian pik ngah ko kani nak min pik ngah ko anggur yaksit kani akilit kagak suku piukun kani pi yak che khadu thani pi usini kun ni nak khani nak min pik ngakh ko dang baga khlaut man na ima ima ngakh corporation nak khani nu nam am sam pink kha pi kun khani ya ang ran khani kwang gut nun khani corporation na nun akelit ka khluku piyak chek khadu khani tama na ak nakuk akelin riskum ta akelit ksaw naku tigwak sugu angu yak piyak chek khad nang sanu akelis chiga skum tu khani thak sako uluku
what she said was she was supporting you to say tell these people don't let them tax the land that's what she said
okay I'm sorry I didn't hear you very well okay yeah I think we got the point.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
We've had a good evening of statements from 20 people already, and I think this would be a good time to adjourn until tomorrow. I just want to thank all of you for coming and to invite you to come back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, when we will carry on with this meeting tomorrow and hear from those who haven't had an opportunity to speak, and of course hear further from those of you who still have more to be said. I've learned a lot, and I want to thank you again for coming. Could you translate what I said?
Koyak spichnik tash spichnik mavat chali unnako na nokhak agni khlini atta muite khutqa qan khakchatem kut atkhit khutlu atta ma agni khnaqtut mane chali imkut qan khulgit ta luting mavat khini ni chukni chiqai Mane.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you, Tommy. That was very helpful.
9 to 12, 1 to 6.
Okay.
1 to 5. From 7 to 5.
Yeah, all of us good. That was 7. About we started about 7:30.
Well, it's 7:30.